we want to take a check in on the U.S. economy. It appears that it's gaining speed. In January, more than 240,000 jobs were added, and the unemployment rate fell to 8.3%. Joining us now, Kelly Evans, who writes the column Heard on the Street at the Wall Street Journal. Kelly, I think we can say unequivocally, great jobs report, right?
Yeah, I think last month I told you we weren't quite there yet, but I can almost say that with total confidence. It's one of those reports where all of the details and headlines kind of pointed in the right direction, told the same story, and for once it was an encouraging one.
All right, so break this down for us. We did lose some public sector jobs, but on the whole it appears that the private sector is gaining confidence and ready to hire.
Yeah, so we lost 17,000 government jobs for the month. Again, still a disappointment and a drag on the economy, but a smaller one than in previous months. For the survey as a whole, it showed payroll growth rising by almost 250,000 jobs in January. That was about twice as much as expected, and some of the concerns that were particular to January reflecting layoffs of holiday workers and some of these adjustments made this time of year and a lot of revisions just didn't show up in a way that weighed significantly on the report. So what it does is tell us the decline in jobless claims we've seen over the last couple of months really does reflect that the labor market has some pulse.
So let me ask you, the unemployment rate has dropped to 8.3%. Kelly Evans is with us from the Wall Street Journal. That brings us back to February of 2009. That was the first full month that President Obama was in office. But just a reminder, the unemployment rate was at 7.8% the month before in January of 2009. Is it going to be harder to get this unemployment rate down below 8%?
Absolutely, and we're going to continually hear this on the campaign trail. And one thing that's interesting is just as economists at the Federal Reserve and a lot of places were beginning to think the unemployment rate was never going to budge lower, it's really moved down quite a bit in the last couple of months. And so you see people now saying, geez, maybe we could break below 8% this year. If there's any word of caution here, it's on two fronts, one being that we have seen strong payroll reports before, last February, for example, and last March, last April even. Now that we have revisions, the economy was adding more than 200,000 jobs a month, and then that's completely sputtered out over the summer to a pace of something to more like 70,000. That was the double dip scare. So, you know, we want to believe, but we need more evidence that this momentum will be continued. And secondly, there still is this concern about long-term unemployment, the duration of unemployment, and we need that to improve to make sure that we're not creating, as we probably already have, longer-lasting structural problems.
Again, Kelly Evans with The Wall Street Journal. Stay with us. We're going to continue talking about the economy with two business owners. The Wall Street is going a little crazy over this. The Dow is at about 105 points right now. The Nasdaq's about at 28. And it looks like the S&P is up about 12.5 points. We want to continue talking about how encouraging this jobs report is. Marva Allen joins us again, co-owner of Human Bookstore in Harlem, New York. And Marva, we've spoken to you before, and I want to know where your optimism level is. Is it rising as the unemployment rate goes down? That's my assumption.
Oh, absolutely. I am very optimistic, actually, not cautiously optimistic, but very optimistic, because I think the idea of the job rate going down and some of the reasons are a little bit more encouraging and more long term. So I think I believe that it will continue because we're making the right moves, to build an economy that will last rather than one that just goes up and down and so on. So I think what I am seeing is that we're creating a blueprint for something a lot better, and that we will, in fact, see the economy rebound.
That sounds like you're talking about political things, though. In your own store, in the Human Bookstore in Harlem, are you seeing an increase in business? Are people spending more?
Absolutely. We've had a 20% increase in revenue last year and up 13% already this year. And so we definitely are. We are actually seeing that reflected in our revenue. We haven't stepped out to hire new people just yet. But, of course, if we continue to see this kind of improvement, we will be very happy because we're all a little overworked. To be able to get some new people in.
Well, let me ask that same question to Frank Goodnight, president of Diversified Graphics in Salisbury, North Carolina. We've spoken to you before, Frank. Are you also encouraged by the jobs report, and have you seen business go up?
Well, I am modestly optimistic. I feel like that around here, especially in North Carolina, as long as the housing glut is as great as it is, that it's going to be a while before the economy recovers on the whole. We are seeing a slight increase in business, but as I've said before, I don't compare anything with the last 3 years. I go back 4 years when business was actually good, and I do all my comparisons there. And relative to then, no, we're not up.
So
it's been a tough 3 years.
So, you know, we're seeing people talking, saying we're back to the beginning of the recession because the unemployment rate is now where it was in February 2009. You say that's not true.
Well, no, I'm saying that around here in North Carolina, right. And I'm on the board of NFIB, that we are not seeing that kind of recovery. One of the most unusual things we're seeing is normally the recovery is spurred by small businesses. I think this time you're seeing the recovery is being spurred by the large business. We have several large businesses around here that have enlarged and added employees, but not the small businesses. Many of the small businesses are still suffering around here and around North Carolina.
Well, Kelly Evans of the Wall Street Journal, let me put that to you. We are seeing larger businesses hiring. We got this report that automakers had added 1,000 jobs and plan to add 100,000 more this year and next year. Is Frank Goodnight correct there?
Regarding small business growth?
Right.
Yes, we have seen that in the numbers lately. There's one survey in particular from ADP that shows that small business job growth has been pretty strong lately. But one thing I just want to point out is that not a lot of people realize that what's important actually isn't just small business growth, but the formation of new businesses in a recovery. And this is typically something that helps drive job growth because all large companies start out as small ones, and all small ones start out as, you know, one person's idea and their confidence to go out there and open a firm. And we really need to see more of an increase in startups and the rate continue back towards what we saw prior to the recession, which it hasn't yet. So while the number of firms folding has come down, the number of firms opening up potentially is still lagging, and that could be more of a problem long term.
Which many people say is a result of the difficulty in getting any kind of credit. Let me go back to you then, Marva Allen, co-owner of Human Bookstore in Harlem. Are you seeing the credit markets, the availability of credit loosening up?
No, absolutely not, and that is the big threat for us because even as our sales go up, you know, and I agree with the gentleman in North Carolina that, you know, they're not back up to where you're feeling comfortable to hire people at the moment, and you are still very much laying low and not taking many risks. And, in fact, even though sales are up, there's still a threat to the businesses not surviving because there's no access to capital.
Frank, let me put that to Frank Goodnight then. The access to capital, is that more important to you as an economic indicator and a decision in when to rehire than this unemployment rate?
No, the decision to rehire comes strictly from the fact that we have more business than we can handle with the current employees. The credit crunch has not been a problem for our company.
Kelly Evans, what do you think? Credit crunch still a difficulty in getting those startups going?
Well, it's both supply and demand, so there is some concern on the in terms of access to credit. Remember, a lot of small businesses borrow or used to borrow against their house in order to finance those startups, and they're not really able to do that anymore. But again, a lot of it, too, just goes back to the more muted nature of this recovery. When people don't see demand out there, they're going to be less eager to start up. And one of the comments on my piece this morning, which was about this point precisely, was a guy who said, I opened businesses coming out of recessions in the U.S. the last couple times around. This time around, I opened mine in Asia because that's where I see the demand. That's where I see the future.
Kelly Evans of the Wall Street Journal. She's talking about a muted recovery, but the jobs report this morning, the reaction is not muted. It's all good. Marva Allen, co-owner of the Human Bookstore in Harlem, New York, and Frank Goodnight, the president of Diversified Graphics in Salisbury, North Carolina. Thanks to all of you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.